This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 30th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The evening is clear and pleasant across Israel. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are cooling down nicely. Jerusalem enjoys a mild breeze, making it a comfortable night. Haifa shares similar conditions, with a warm night expected. A perfect time for a stroll outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that 20 Iranian advisors were killed in a U.S.-Saudi strike in Iraq earlier today. The dead include members of the Revolutionary Guards. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports from earlier this hour that a drone attack breached the ceasefire with Hezbollah. An Israeli response is expected following the violation. Also this hour, Axios details a crucial meeting between Netanyahu and Trump at the White House. They discuss the next steps in the ongoing Iran conflict. Separately, Australian Jewish News covers a story from earlier today about key commitments being removed from labor conferences. These involve Hamas and Palestinian Authority reforms. And finally, Israel Hayom discusses a pressing issue. Israel cannot afford mistakes in its strategy against Hezbollah, particularly concerning drone attacks. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global reports just minutes ago that Trump threatens Iran with a strong response. This comes after a brief period of calm in the region. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a Middle East analyst, wrote earlier today about the enduring tribal rules in the region. He commented on Israel's responses to recent attacks and the potential downfall of Iran's regime. Open source intel noted just minutes ago that a U.S. Air Force communication relay platform is active over Saudi Arabia. This indicates possible preparations for an operation. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. Saudi strike in Iraq. The New York Times reports that the strike targeted strategic locations in eastern Iraq. Among those killed were high-ranking members of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards. This development could escalate tensions further in the region, affecting regional stability. Turning to the Israeli response to Hezbollah, Israel Hayom highlights the breach of the ceasefire by a drone. Analysts suggest that Israel must balance military deterrence with diplomatic initiatives. This move is crucial to maintain peace and prevent further escalation. Meanwhile, a significant diplomatic exchange took place at the White House. Axios reveals that Netanyahu and Trump focused on the Iran war. They discussed coordination and future strategies. This meeting underscores the alliance's importance and potential impact on future diplomatic efforts. In earlier reporting, Australian Jewish News highlighted a shift in Labour conference priorities. Key reforms regarding Hamas and the Palestinian Authority were notably removed. This change could influence international perceptions and diplomatic relations with Israel. Finally, the ongoing concern about Israel's approach to Hezbollah. Israel Hayom stresses the need for a robust strategy that combines military and diplomatic efforts. This is essential to prevent further provocations and uphold national security. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that AI security startup Onyx has successfully raised $113 million in a Series B funding round. This comes just 4 months after the company emerged from stealth mode. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights NVIDIA's plans to establish a new campus in Israel. This decision signals continued U.S. investment and confidence in Israel's tech industry despite ongoing conflicts. And finally, Globes reports that Entera Bio has raised $275 million for a Phase 3 osteoporosis drug trial. This funding will secure the company's operations until 2030. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.